and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
76% of manufacturers cut prices as economic conditions improve. Hospitality workers still underpaid despite tourism growth. And 80 kidnapped Nigerians return home after escape.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
A lovely good evening to you. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. A survey conducted by the Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, in January 2026 has revealed that 76% of manufacturers have implemented price adjustments, with reductions ranging from 5 to 20% in sectors such as agro-processing, milling, paints, pharmaceuticals, and plastics. ZAM President Mohamed Umar says manufacturers are reducing prices to cushion consumers following improved macroeconomic conditions, including a stronger kwacha, lower fuel prices, and easing inflation. Speaking during an industry engagement, Mr. Umar said more than 25 companies have already announced price cuts or are in the process of reducing the prices as supply side costs continue to ease.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers welcomes and appreciates the continued improvement in Zambia's macroeconomic environment, including the appreciation of the Zambian kwacha, easing inflationary pressures, and reductions in fuel prices. These positive developments signal meaningful progress toward greater economic stability, which is why we are here today, to demonstrate how manufacturers are responding, to highlight where price adjustments have already taken place, and to engage constructively on how these improvements can be sustained and extended across the economy. Let us also be encouraged that over 30 manufacturing companies present today have announced or are announcing price reductions, reflecting in the sector's commitment to responsible pricing and tangible support for Zambian consumers.
Meanwhile, Zambi Products PLC Executive Corporate Affairs and Sustainability Ezekiel Sekele has confirmed price reductions of between 3 and 5% on stock feed and 10% on leather shoes, adding that flour price reductions are expected soon. And 260 Brands Head of Marketing and Public Relations, S.L. Kandiwo, said Golden Goodness Tasty Soya Cheese has been reduced by 19%. Meanwhile, Neutron Health Active is down by 15.4%.
Within a three-month period, we reduced our price from 105 kwacha to 85 kwacha, and this amounts to a 19% reduction on Golden Goodness Tasty Soya Pieces. With our Neutron Milk Active, we have reduced the prices as well there by 15.4%, and whereas in supermarkets our selling price was initially 12 kwacha 99 ngwe, it's currently at 10 kwacha 99 ngwe per sachet.
The National Union of Caterers and Hospitality Employees has expressed concern over low salaries in the hospitality sector, despite a significant rise in international tourist arrivals, which surpassed 2.3 million in 2025. In an interview, Union General Secretary Teddy Mwila said growth in the tourism industry has resulted in increased workloads for hospitality workers. Mr. Mwila has noted that while business activity and demand for services have risen, conditions of service for workers have largely remained unchanged. He has since called on stakeholders in the hospitality industry to improve conditions of service, including salaries and welfare for all workers in the sector. Has announced that investigations into the Sinometal spillage incident have been concluded. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta has disclosed that an independent environmental consultant engaged to assess the extent of damage to surface and groundwater quality has submitted its findings to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, which is currently reviewing the report. Dr. Kaveta revealed this when the Swedish ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, paid a courtesy call on him at the ministry's headquarters in Lusaka. He has stated that once ZEMA is satisfied with the review process and deems it appropriate to release the findings, all relevant stakeholders will be engaged to determine the modalities for environmental remediation and compensation.
Government, to be informed, decided that through an open system for tender, we appointed an independent assessor, and the independent assessor has finally completed the assessment of the actual damage that had occurred on the copper belt. But the extent, the report, I think, is still being reviewed by the primary entity called ZEMA, and when ZEMA, at its own time, feels that we need to share that report, I think we shall all be involved and see how we can provide comments.
Meanwhile, Mr. Hallenborg has reiterated Sweden's commitment to supporting sustainable mining practices in Zambia through research collaboration.
University of Zambia will be the main contact for that work, and it's five Swedish universities that are on the Swedish side. One of the areas will be mining research. Sustainable mining will be one of the areas that this new bilateral research program. There is a university in the north of Sweden, in the town of Luleå, which are experts on mining education, and they are involved in this new program. So we're very happy to have you for that.
Police in Lusaka have arrested a 44-year-old woman identified as Ruth Mwanza of ZAF Twin Palm Base in connection with a murder case that was initially reported as assault. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said on January 30th, 2026, around 03 hours, police received a report of assault from Richard Mwemba, aged 49, of the Lai Estates, on behalf of his niece, Maureen Mwemba, aged 29, of ZAF Twin Palm, who has since passed away. Mr. Chilavi has added that the deceased and the suspect were neighbors. He said preliminary investigations indicate that on the same day, the suspect allegedly left her residence around 17 hours with her two children and returned home around 22 hours, only to find her husband in the company of the deceased in their matrimonial home. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Preliminary investigations indicate that on January 30, 2026, the suspect allegedly left her residence around 17 hours with her two children and returned around 22 hours only to find her house locked. After forcing the door open, she allegedly found her husband in the company of the now deceased inside their matrimonial home. It is alleged that the suspect forcibly dragged her outside the house and assaulted her. The victim was rushed to a clinic within ZAF Twin Palm Base and was later referred to Minor Soko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit and placed on life support. Sadly, Maureen Mwemba succumbed to her injuries in the morning of January 31, 2026, while receiving treatment at Minor Soko Medical Center.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you.